just fell down.
How do you know that it's a gay kid?
Because he's nowhere near the pig. He just didn't want to get his hands dirty with grease. I know
plenty of gay folks that are all about some pigs. I mean, I think it's a different kind of pig.
I think you're thinking of Big Fatty. Yeah, I think you're thinking of Big Fatty.
They like to grease things up.
And snort and
sometimes they like to enjoy pork products while they're doing those things. You know, I was going to say something and I don't remember what I was going to say that you totally like.
I don't know what were you going to talk about? Don't they have like the rubber gloves and the lube that you need to birth the farm animals, you know, to help the farm animals give birth and stuff, I think.
I don't know. No, I meant I was going to say something before that phone call.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You know, I was going to say something and I don't remember what I was going to say.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 2277. The BFO for Thursday, the 20th of October, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got a few things on my list. We got some Vader calls, and can you hear that? Can you hear? Yes, Big Benny, we hear it. We hear it. Yes. Hello. Taco Big Fatty, that rhymes. It does. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your tacos today, because y'all, you know, I told you on yesterday's little show that Pocketbook and Overtime had started a conversation about wanting to go to supper. And y'all, so we we all gathered here at the villa about 6:30 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, we went to the Bonefish Grill. Big Fatty, why'd you go there? Cause I had a coupon. Oh, Big Fatty, I should have known, a coupon. And y'all, it was for 20% off of the entire ticket. And, you know, old Pocketbook, you know, let me put it on my American's Express card so I can get the mileage. And, so y'all, Granny and I, gave him, cash money. Big Fatty, was it from the ATM machine? It came out of my Cohen purse, Big Fatty. And, we had a lovely, just a lovely meal, y'all. We started off with a couple of appetizers. They had a lobster stuffed scrimp, which y'all, last time we were there, we had had that and it was just lovely. And y'all, then they had a brand new appetizer last night, y'all. It was lobster, crab, and artichoke dip with the tortilla chips. Yes, Big Fatty, we love the tortilla chips. And Durwood had a glass of wine, and Granny had some unsweet tea. And the lady said, "Oh, would you like me to bring you some bread?" And we said, "Oh no, no, we do not want the bread." And y'all, then there was all this delicious juice left over from the lobster stuffed shrimp that we ended up asking her to bring bread to the table. And y'all, the girl brought the bread and she went to reach to take the little plate that had the juice in it. And we are, "No! No, do not take the plate with the juice. We're going to dip." And y'all, I think she may have sharded. I don't know. But y'all, for supper, Granny got the fish and chips. Big Fatty, did he speak with a British accent as he ate them? No. You didn't call him Arthur Treacher? No, I did not. Durwood got a got a first of all, Granny and Durwood got the wedge solid, y'all, which is a wedge of iceberg lettuce along with the blue cheese dressing and blue cheese crumbles and Bayfran. And y'all, it was huge. It was absolutely huge. Granny says, here, Big Freddy, eat half of this. And so I did. For dinner, Granny got the off-a-treat of fish and chips, and Durwood got some sort of skewers of scrimps and was it scrimps? Yeah, I think it was scrimps and scallops, and some sort of stewed spinach or something like that, sautéed spinach. That was it. And Big Fatty got the Bang Bang Shrimp tacos. Big Fatty, now we know why we're tacos. It only took us 5.5 minutes to get into the little show. It's true. And and y'all, they were huge. And it came with the French fried potatoes. And y'all, there were 3 of them. And so Big Fatty ate one of them. And y'all, is delicious, too. ate one of them and brought the other 2 home. And y'all, I was going to take the other 2 to the coal mine on hump day to have for my lunch. And y'all, then I saw in the Vonzie circular that they had the chicken tender submarine sandwich on sale. And y'all, so I said, you know, I'm going to leave those here. I'm going to have them for my supper on Wednesday night, and I'm going to get me that chicken tender submarine sandwich for my lunch. So, y'all, I pre-ordered it, and y'all went to the Vons East. Big Fatty, you're going to do the Cuba? No, I'm just giving the background. Okay. and y'all went by to pick it up, and y'all, it wasn't quite ready, and I said, well, that's understandable. I'll do my shopping, and y'all, I did my shopping all around, and I paid and everything, and I was heading out the door, and I went, oh, I forgot my submarine sandwich. And y'all, I went over there to get it and go pay for it. Y'all, they still hadn't made it. And so I asked the lady, I said, do you have an order for a submarine sandwich? And I showed her on my cellular telephonic device where I'd ordered it and everything. And she goes, oh, I don't see a ticket for it. She says, I can make you one. I said, I don't have time to wait now. I just wanted, you know, if there was a ticket, I was going to tell you don't make it. Because I don't have time to wait. And she says, well, I'm so sorry. What are you going to have for your lunch? I said, I'll worry about that later. So, that's Big Fatty. You've nattered through this show already, I know. But Big Fatty, well, why don't you just go ahead and get to the coupon? I will. Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. As I do on Wednesdays, went to the Vons East during my lunch hour, and y'all, I picked me up a bag of the Garden Solid. Y'all, they had the good. Y'all, they had a lot of stuff on sale this week that Big Fatty uses. Y'all, they had the Apple Snack, 3 packages of the little cups for $6, so I got 3 of those. Y'all, they had pineapple chunks, buy one, get one free. Big Fatty pineapple chunks. And y'all, I got some red seedless grapes. They were on sale also. Y'all, I picked me up an onion. You know, I've got Ron and Jay, the Haunt Daddy and Haunt Cub, coming to town. And y'all, I can never remember if they like cream in their coffee or not. So I picked up some half and half. Y'all, they had the little matchstick carrots on sale. And y'all, that's one of the ingredients in my orzo lemon chicken soup. Y'all, it's supposed to get chilly here this weekend. And I said, you know, I'm just going to make me a pot of soup. And so, y'all, I got me an onion to go in that. I got I got some celery hearts. I got 3 lemons. I mentioned the matchstick carrots. Y'all, they had cube steak on sale, so I picked up a package of it. Y'all, and they had the good English muffins on sale, so I got a whole wheat one. They had a brand new flavor of the English muffins. Y'all, it was blueberry. And y'all, they smelled absolutely delicious. So I picked up a package of those also. I hadn't had a bowl of cereal and I can't tell you how long, but y'all, they had the Honey Bunches of Oats, which Big Fatty really likes. They had those on sale, buy one, get one free. And y'all, they had an electronic coupon that if you bought two boxes, you got a dollar off. So y'all, I got two boxes of the Honey Bunches of Oats. And of course you gotta have your fat-free milk to go on that. Big Fatty, you're eating a lot of dairy. What's up with that? Well, I think it's because Mr. Cackle has cut out all the dairy. So he's living vicariously through me. Big Fatty. And y'all, they had some more of the Halloween-y candy. It was bags with Starburst and Skittles and bubblegum and stuff like that. I picked up buy one, get one free bags of that. Y'all have spent $47.49, but y'all, I saved $32.17. Yes, Big Fatty! The Vader No Bacon Show! Big Fatty, you're a little slow coming in there. Oh, okay.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry E. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
It's a jalopy. Please excuse me. Terrible audio quality. As you can hear, there is someone unhappy in the car with me. Luckily, Poppy Smelly's voice seems to pacify her, but I am on my way back from the hurricane and the skeleton, if you will, evacuation. Anyway, it's a very angry kitty in the backseat who would like nothing more than to be sleeping in her own little kitty condo that she has. It was fine until I called you, go figure. And anyway, hold on, let me just put my hand over her nose.
Big Fatty, thank goodness you hung up on old Vader. I didn't hang up on old. Oh, okay. I thought that you were just putting us all out of our misery. No. Y'all, the last time we heard from Vader, he was escaping. Y'all, we weren't quite sure if he made it back from the hurricane, but y'all, he's evidently made it back. I'm going to tell you something. The kitty cats would have driven me absolutely crazy if I had to listen to that for the two hours it took Vader to get back from the hats back to the Vader family compound. And Vader, you have the oh, yes, that's exactly what he has, Squeaky Kitty. He's absolutely yes, I couldn't agree with you more. Big Fatty, what did Squeaky Kitty say? Well, I don't know, but it was much more pleasant than the kitty cats in the jalopy was saying. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's me, Larry. Low power mode. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
I have gotten back to the Vader family compound Saturday afternoon, post-hurricane, and I'm happy to report that other than some roof leaks, which I expected because my HOA hasn't put the new roof on yet, all is well here at the Vader family compound, other than a little kitty accident in the car, which luckily can be taken care of. There was no major loss. I do not have power, though. It appears that it just went out, according to my Hootie McDoo thing here, so hopefully I will be back on soon, as will you, because it's a little warm here at the Vader family compound, so we wouldn't mind some air conditioning. Hope you're recovered over there. Me.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is old Vader, and Vader, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty had very good reception in the jalopy that time he did. Y'all, the accident, Big Fatty, I hope Granny, was Granny in the car? Is that why there was an accident? No, there was a kitty accident, and evidently there was a coil. There was a coil dropped in the jalopy, and there may have been some expulsion from the Vomitron. Very vulgar. Also, but evidently all has been remedied, and yo, we've got one more Vader call, and Big Fatty, I wonder if the power's back on. Well, maybe he'll tell us. Yes, Big Fatty.
Konnichiwa, Big Fatty. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-R.
In my jalopy. And I am calling with the burrito update. It's a thank you for all you do update. The where is extra special Chris for his birthday update. It's a lot of updating.
I didn't hang up on Vader. Big Fatty, he must be back in the jalopy again, I guess so. But anyway, Vader, thank you so much for the call. I'm sorry that your mechanical cut off, but maybe you can call us back and give us some of those updates that you were trying to talk about. Big Fatty, it'd be lovely. You think he'll remember? No, probably not. Vader, y'all, I do have it on good authority that the power did come back on at the Vader family condo, so I believe all is well. Yes, Big Fatty.
The Vader No Bacon Show!
Big Fatty! Yes, okay!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday!
Yeah, I gotta see y'all today! Today, the 20th of October. Y'all, it's a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's been a long time listener to the BFO, and y'all, he's vulgar, too. He's just as vulgar as they come. Big Fatty, how do you know? Well, let's just say Big Fatty knows. Big Fatty vulgar. But y'all, he's out there. It's out there in west of the Rockies. Y'all, he's out there it's Dennis in the Colorado Springs. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Dennis in the Colorado Springs. Where's he from? I'm not quite sure where he's from. But anyway, y'all, I don't know if Dennis is on the face space or the 20, but y'all, if you see him on the 20 or the face space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope, well, he's out there in Colorado. We know that they always have a special treats and all out there. But anyway, I hope he has a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, I've been saying for 2 weeks now that I'm going to do this joke that Curtis from the Game Night Gals sent in to us. And y'all, we're going to do it. We're going to do it right now. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, they got Big Fatty. We've run out of time again. Big Fatty. Y'all, tomorrow, we are doing that damn joke tomorrow. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, by the way, old pocketbook. Pocketbook got him a brand new car. Well, it's not brand new, but it's new to him. And y'all, it's fancy. Fancy schmancy. So, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it's about 3 times the size of the bottom mobile. Big Fatty, you mean his other little car. That's what I meant. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Dubious Intentions. And Adam, Is there anything you wanted to talk about on today's little show?
You know, I was going to say something, and I don't remember what I was going to say.
Oh, you sound like Big Fatty. May I suggest Ginkgo Galoba or
you
whatever?
You can leave a comment
Big
on the
Fatty,
website
at BigFattyOnline.com,
and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruin
something like
at BigFattyOnline.com.
Big Fatty, why did you even bring it up if you didn't remember what it was? You're the one that brought it up.
784.
See, I've already forgotten. I brought it up. Well, you know, you just
ruined one.
I don't know what it is. Big Fatty, just somebody will tell us, I'm sure.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.